Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Oh, man, people started sending me some jokes.
Don't do that. Don't encourage him.
I'm going to try to open every break with a joke for you guys.
No, that's good. You should put some on your Facebook page.
Is that what you were laughing? He was just randomly bursting into fits of laughter.
I'm sorry, people are funny.
Hey, you know what? I didn't feed the tiger because I'm just sitting here like, whatever. He's just sitting there. I didn't say a word.
Not a word.
You don't need to feed the tiger because the tiger's been fed. In fact, I've been fed with another joke.
All right, come on.
From Michael.
Come on.
Oh, yeah, you're going to blame it on Michael in case it
bombs. Not blaming. This is a good one.
Please don't turn the channel because we're going to do open lines.
This is good.
That'll be really
this
funny.
This is good.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Open lines. Go ahead. Go ahead, JC.
Hold on. Let me go. What did the buffalo say to his son when he went off to college?
What did the buffalo say to his son before
he
went? I don't know.
He said, bison.
That's funny.
That's pretty cute.
That's funny.
That's pretty cute.
Come on.
That's funny.
That sound effect at the end was funny. Can we hear that one again?
Trey? No. Don't you.
That was funny.
I like it.
Buzz me again, Trey.
That was a good choice of sound
effect. I'm going to give you that one. That was
okay, we can do open line.
That was good.
That's cute. Bye, son.
Yeah. I'm ready.
I get it.
That was good.
Okay, we'll refresh you on the topics that we gave, and you're more than welcome to come up with your own if you just want to ask us something. But since it's Halloween, and that's basically like Christmas to me, I love it. Do I have lipstick on my teeth?
All over your teeth. I can't even look at you.
Jenna's got pink teeth right now.
My lips are so chapped. I was putting stuff on. Okay.
Better than pink.
My topic was if you're really pumped up about what you're going to wear for Halloween tonight, something really creative, or maybe you're dressing your kid up as something funny, I want to hear what you're going to be.
Yeah, and don't
like
steal my costume idea. Don't
no
steal my dolphin.
Nobody will. At least not on purpose. I did it again. My topic was, what was the weirdest Halloween hookup you've seen?
Costume-wise.
Costume-wise.
Like a pairing?
Yeah,
we don't
want
to hear dirty.
No. We don't want to see people on the dance floor stuff. I'm talking like...
Not like details.
The example I gave was maybe you saw Abraham Lincoln hooking up with a bag of M&Ms. Something like that.
I want my open line topic to be cathartic. Sometimes one thing can happen that's at the start of your day, and it just ruins the rest of your day. I feel like if you can get it out of your system, then the rest of the day will go better. So if somebody already ticked you off this morning, you want to get it off your chest, you call me and you tell me.
Okay, that theory is correct. You should have a lot of good days because you get a lot out of your system. You get a lot out of your system in about between 5 and 6 o'clock every morning.
Fine.
Again, that phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548. Open lines.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll kick it off with Josh, who's doing a little callback. What's going on, Josh?
What's up, guys? So I wanted to validate that sometimes Big Al's randomness actually hits home and makes a valid point, because I think it was Monday he mentioned, you know, do you guys ever think about how many people might be nude watching the show or listening in the mornings? And I listen to you guys every morning by watching on Kid TV, usually on my laptop or my tablet. And so sometimes that follows me into the bathroom when I'm taking a shower. And if I'm going to get out of the shower and it's not a commercial break and you guys are still on, I have to like lower the top of my laptop down or turn my tablet around because I'm afraid, like, my webcam, y'all might be able to see me.
Hey,
that's awesome.
That's
dude.
Smart.
That's
or
awesome.
Maybe the government's
Big
watching.
Al, Big Al makes sense every now and then.
Every now and then
is a
keyword,
Josh.
Even a broken clock is right twice a day.
Isn't that a frightening thing one day when you realize, I just understood what Big Al was saying. Oh, my gosh.
You're sad. You call in sick to work. Like, I can't go in. Gloria, tell me about your Halloween costume.
My costume was awesome. I was hashtagged.
Oh, I love it.
How do you do that?
Oh, it's perfect. And I wanted to do something like that last year. I wanted to be Twitter and have like a girlfriend be a bird and I wanted to be the hashtag.
Yeah.
It's great.
I saw that too, but I didn't see no one with hashtags. So basically, I just wore all black. So I could and I got a whiteboard so it'll stand out. Uh-huh. And with two hashtags in the front and the back.
There you go.
I think it's great. Simple.
It's simple, easy, and
pop culture, cool.
Pop.
People get it.
I like it.
Love it.
Well
it.
Done, Gloria.
Good job.
Love it. Creative.
I respect it.
Good.
Yep. Hold on. I don't want to use that one yet. I want to save that one
You're
for later.
Is it a good joke?
I'm going to save that one for later.
Is it a good joke coming up?
You hold on there, Dustin.
And do it for that one.
Desiree, tell me about your Halloween costume for your son.
Desiree?
Desiree, you're on the phone.
Desiree.
Hello?
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
You're the Desiree we're talking to, yeah.
What's your costume?
We are deer in headlights.
Okay, how'd you do that?
Are you the headlights?
headlights.
Yeah, you are.
And your son is the horse?
The deer.
The deer.
My husband. My husband is the deer.
Oh, you
did. Where'd
you get a horse?
I looked at the wrong one.
Okay, so do you actually have headlights or different kind of headlights?
Yeah, little press-on pop lights.
Uh-huh. Are they on your boobs?
Okay.
They are on my boobs.
You know, yeah, you can get those at the dollar store. I saw them at the checkout counter.
Or booby headlights?
See, you got them at the dollar store, didn't you?
Shocker. Cheap boobs at the dollar store.
Hey, you know what? Halloween on a budget. There is nothing wrong with that.
That's a good one.
Thanks, baby.
That was my bad because I hit the wrong line, so I apologize to Desiree. Melissa, tell me about your costume for your son.
Yeah, my son has a really creative costume this year. He's 9 years old, and he's always went as something non-scary because we've never exposed him to any kind of spooky things, any scary things. He's nine. And this year, we've kind of let him do his own thing, and he's going all out. He's wearing the Scream cape, a really gory, filthy mask. And he's got the meat hook on a chain from the cabin in the woods. And he's got a bloody machete and a mace with a skull head.
How old's your son again?
He's nine, and he's never watched any scary movies or anything. But we went to Halloween Express and Party City and, you know, just let him loose. And he just started grabbing everything that he's never seen. And
Are you scared?
He just went for the bloody gory stuff. That's He's a little boy.
Are you scared of your son now?
Yeah, I'm a little horrified. out, but I'm excited that he's excited.
There you go.
We love Halloween, so we're tore up about it.
Man, I hope my son stays being Mickey Mouse forever.
I was scary stuff. I told you I was a witch 7 years in a row for Halloween.
Yeah.
You know, I was always scary things because I loved scary movies. My parents probably thought I was going to be a serial killer. I turned out totally normal.
Heather, go ahead and vent.
Hi, my topic is Kelly's.
Yes.
My personal trainer canceled on me in the second week in a row this morning, and she waits till the last minute.
And that's early.
That was time to 4:30 to meet her.
Oh man, you need to fire that trainer. You need to get somebody else.
And this is what's unfair about that. If you normally with personal training, if you cancel the day of or you're a no-show, they charge you. You know, because it's on their clock and it's set.
Yeah.
But what when they cancel on you?
Nothing.
You should get
a free session.
Yeah.
You should get an additional free session, right?
I got nothing, and this is the second time she's got it.
Oh, you should dump her.
Your trainer,
and especially if you use her through a gym.
What's her? Yeah. Why don't you just go ahead and give her a name?
No,
because you'll kill her the next time on those lunges.
Well,
wow. She's obviously a party girl.
I'd be mad.
Yeah.
She's canceling early in the morning.
Yeah.
That means
so
she's
mad.
Probably going out at night.
You could tell Heather's a nice person, though, because she's not screaming. She still doesn't sound that angry.
Yeah.
Heather, you're a pretty chill person.
Oh, yes. But the funny part was she said she was sick and didn't want to get me sick, and I work at a doctor's office.
I don't very
trust
suspicious.
That one. You dumped that personal
suspect.
Trainer.
A little suspect.
Dustin, tell me about the weirdest hookup you've seen on Halloween.
I was at a party one time, and somebody dressed up as the double horse.
Uh-huh.
Where somebody's in the front, somebody's in the back.
Right.
Well, you tell that the female was in the front, and throughout the whole night, that horse was making the oddest noises you could ever imagine.
Yeah.
And the weirdest part was people were trying to continue on a conversation with this person.
Oh, my goodness. Al, didn't you want to dress up like a camel with girlfriend?
I did want to be the camel. I was going to be the front, and she was going to have to be the back, because I'm bigger than her. So we couldn't have, like, you know, her little tiny front and my big back. Plus, I didn't want to bend over all night long. But she ixnayed that idea.
Yeah, understandably.
Open lines. Who we got?
Martha, tell me about your son's costume.
My son is going to be the American flag. He is 15 months old, and both of his grandfathers and great-grandfathers are veterans, and he is just obsessed with the American flag. He can spot them miles away.
America.
Aww.
That's nice.
Is it allowed to touch the ground?
It's not supposed to.
Actually, it's a handmade costume, so no.
So it's not a legit flag. It's just, yeah.
So it's not a naughty flag.
Not a naughty flag on a baby?
No, I'm just kidding. Look at me being like the patriotic judge.
Like, yeah, it's his diaper. He's pooping in the flag. No. That wouldn't be appropriate.
Well, I see people dressed up as flags all the time. Like, remember, Kinsey, 1 year dressed up as a Mexican flag, and her friend was an American flag, and then there was a German flag.
Don't take away her original buzz. She thinks she's being original. You stop
it. No, for a little baby, that's original. I've never seen a baby dressed up like a flag.
I like baby flag. That's cute.
Oh, and then, have you thought of this, Martha? Maybe you could just wear like gray latex and be the pole. So then the,
that would be cute. Yeah, see? Put the baby on your shoulders.
See?
Your
baby the flag on the pole.
Your baby would be on the pole at an early
age. Jeez, man.
Get that baby on the pole.
No. I don't think. Hey, Sydney, tell me about your costume. Sydney's 12.
I'm a purple crayon.
A what?
A purple crayon.
Aww, oh, that's okay. So cute. Is purple your favorite color?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you make the costume? What are you? How are you dressing it up?
It's just like a dress that looks like the wrapper of the crayon and then a crayon tip hat.
There you go.
Why purple, though? Because it's Justin Bieber's favorite color?
All right, you have fun trick-or-treating. Be safe,
That's
all right?
That's great. Have fun.
Sierra, it's Halloween. What are you dressing up as?
I am a Lego this year.
How do you Lego?
Well, do you have somebody else you can click together with?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I have like 5 other people that are Legos with me.
Oh, good. So y'all can click together and make stuff.
Are y'all going to be the hot Legos?
I don't know. Just normal Legos.
Yeah, how could you be a naughty Lego?
Well, the shapes you create.
Yeah.
It's just the like cardboard boxes that we put together.
That's
very cool.
How do you get them in the car?
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like these costumes that you have to... Mm-hmm.
Cool ideas, but you can't like get in the car. Once you get in the car, it's like...
Like when my friends and I were a bathroom stall.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
How you do that?
Man, that was a whooping.
Sometimes things in theory, I don't... It was like Dexter. I thought the Dexter victim would be so easy, and I couldn't even get in the cab. I had to like stand up awkwardly, couldn't pee. It was really a disaster.
We had a party one year. When was this? When kid was still here, and we had this radio station party. This guy came as an outhouse, and you didn't even know it was him because the door is... You know, his car
would have to
like
open
a refrigerator box or something. You have to open it up. But he couldn't do anything. He couldn't go get a drink. He couldn't go to the bathroom.
Yeah, he had to sit there all night.
Yeah. So, you know,
gotta think these things out.
Yeah.
It's like cute for a second. Like, oh, that's cute. Yeah. All right, see you later.
Crystal's ticked off. Go ahead, Crystal. Go ahead and vent.
Hey, actually, I'm so mad about something that happened like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, you've been carrying this around for 2 weeks.
Wow, all right, let it go, Crystal. Yeah.
You gotta get it off your chest.
Come on.
Well, okay, we were in a funeral procession for a manager that my husband works for. He was only 33, and he passed away from a long battle of liver cancer.
Okay.
And so we're in the funeral procession, and it was a little two-lane road, and this lady turns out of an apartment complex. And instead of pulling over like you should, out of respect, she actually cuts off one of the motorcycle cops that's helping with the procession.
Oh.
And I'm thinking, ooh, yeah, this ain't going to work. So she is driving down the road right next to the funeral procession. The cop kind of gives her the stink eye as he cuts next to her. And so I figure, okay, well, finally she's going to pull over and figure out what's going on. Maybe she's just that moronic. And she doesn't. So we come up to a red light, and the funeral procession is going through the red light. The cops got her stopped and everything else. Well, the cop goes on through the red light to catch up to his post or whatever, and she goes through the red light with us.
Oh,
and
wow.
I'm thinking, you have got to be kidding me.
Mm.
And so, you know, I kind of honk my horn because she happens to be right next to me. So I kind of honk my horn and look at her, and she just kind of whatever and keeps going. She tries to cut me off to get into the funeral procession. I wouldn't let her. So she cuts the guy off that's behind me in the funeral procession. She proceeds about 2 miles through the funeral procession with us, in line with us, cutting through red lights, everything else, and eventually puts her blinker on, gets over into a turn lane, and goes on about her way down one of those side roads.
Oh,
so
what a
rude.
Jerk.
That's bad karma.
That's
she used you guys
karma.
To run red lights.
That's bad funeral etiquette.
I almost wanted to leave the funeral procession and go chase her down and slap the crap out of her.
That's why you gotta have eggs in your car.
So
just throw one of those at her.
Funeral road rage.
Man. Well, there you go, Crystal. I'm glad you got that off your chest.
Yeah, now let it go, okay?
Yeah,
it's been 2 years.
You know, when I see people not...
Now breathe.
Yeah, that was a long... She was...
Yeah, she was carrying that for a while.
It's okay, though. I understand.
That
she's
is bad, though.
But when I see people not slow down for ambulances, like, I mean, I thought that was etiquette. You're supposed to stop no matter what.
Well, it's the law.
On the other side of the
I think with medical and emergency vehicles, it's the law. But with funeral processions, it's just a show of respect.
Yeah.
And that's just... People just don't anymore.
I know, but with any of it, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, lighten up the mood with a joke.
Okay, I got a joke in Spanish, so you may have to explain it.
Oh, boy.
A Mexican walks into a Walmart, and he goes to one of the employees, and he says, yo necesito calcetines, which is, I need socks.
Uh-huh.
The lady shows him different clothing items around the store, a hat, a shirt. After 20, he says, no, necesito calcetines, and he points to his feet.
Uh-huh.
Finally, they come around to the socks, and as he rounds the corner, he says, sí, eso sí que es. And the employee says, if you could have spelled it.
I don't get it. I don't speak Spanish.
I'm not going to lie, Chris. I'm a little lost.
And you even lost the Spanish guy, dude.
I know S-O-C-K-S means something because I remember those Spanish language commercials. Yeah. They say S-O-C-K-S.
Yeah, I mean,
Necesito calcetines.
But what does S-O-C-K-S mean?
Sucks.
It means that's what I'm like. That's what it
S-O-C-K-S.
Is.
S-O-C-K-S. Oh, I get it now.
Okay. I knew it meant something, but I couldn't remember what it was.
I'm going to blame the phone on that one because it cut out.
It's like you can speak Spanish if you can spell the word socks. S-O-C-K-S.
S-O-C-K-S.
I didn't remember what it meant.
And what does it mean? It means
that's what it is.
That's what it is.
Yeah, I like it, Chris. Well done.
All right, I got a costume for Jenna too.
Okay. Oh, okay. Right.
We got a double. We got a double.
All right,
come on.
My fiance has a Chihuahua. This dog does not stop shaking for anything. You can look at her and she is shaking. So I've decided that I'm going to dress her up as a bumblebee.
Oh, so she's always buzzing and bumbling. Oh, that's cute.
That's cute.
That is cute.
Send us a picture on the Kid Craddock Facebook page, okay?
I will.
All right. Bye, Chris.
All right.
S-O-C-K-S.
I will.
All right. S-O-C-K-S. I'm going to use that one.
You're never going to tell that joke.
No, I am going to tell that joke. That's, okay. That's my new one. I'm going to open the break next with that one. Brenna, tell me about the weirdest hookup you've seen.
It's not really the weirdest. It's also just like the coolest that I've seen. I'm 23. The coolest I've seen in 23 years. Have you seen the movie Castaway?
Yeah, with Tom Hanks?
Yeah. Okay, it's the guy dresses up as Tom Hanks, and then the girl, paper mache, is one of those big bouncy balls kids like, and she dresses up as the volleyball that he's, like, so in love with.
Wilson.
What?
Wilson.
Yeah, but that was the cool. I saw it in a picture on the internet, and I thought that was the coolest thing. I think my parents are going to do it next year, actually.
Yeah, you know Tom Hanks' character was hooking up with Wilson.
Yeah.
They just didn't show it in the movie.
Yeah, he didn't have anything else.
Yeah, it totally happened.
Aw, don't.
No, it happened, Kelly.
Don't ruin
you're on an island.
Don't ruin that.
The volleyball started looking pretty good to you.
First Miley Cyrus in the wrecking ball, now Tom Hanks in the volleyball.
Who are you going home with tonight? That tattered old ball.
Wilson. Okay, this will be a last one. Tina, finish us off strong.
Hey, I am going to be awareness woman for Halloween.
Hmm?
What does that entail?
Awareness woman, I am my own superhero. I am covered from head to toe in awareness ribbons and cause ribbons. So I have like LGBT and autism and type 1 diabetes and victim advocacy and violence and pregnancy loss and HIV and AIDS and like everything all over.
There you go.
All right.
Can I introduce you to character Stereotype Destroyer Man?
Yeah. We'll tie it in together somehow.
This
kind of
is
way.
Your soulmate, Al.
I got to go.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Go ahead, baby.
Having your own conversation.
I'm a victim advocate for children who are victims of sexual abuse. So I figured I would support my cause and everybody else's cause.
Everybody. There you go.
All right.
And I have an awesome cape.
You have a cape?
Hey, that's what it's all about, just having a cape. You can be any kind of superhero you want if you have a towel and a safety pin.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Oh, yes. I have another joke for you.
Oh, JC.
Come on, JC.
The theme show?
I don't know why I woke up in a jokey mood because... For some reason, people sent me jokes.
Really? All right.
Are they going to get increasingly better, or is that what we're going through? You're just I by the end not, of the show.
I think they're just
get,
fine.
They're going okay.
I think they're funny.
All right.
You know, that's what you do is you ramp up and you save your big one. You know, for the
I
end.
I feel like that's kind of with everything, with a paper, with a speech. You're supposed to just like hit it strong out of the gate, and then you put the filler in, and then like
and
really finish strong.
Well, I'm getting help from our listeners.
All right.
This one's from Tina Walker. Thank you for your joke. It made me chuckle. If I chuckle, I use it. So here you go.
Most jokes start with, here you go.
It's a Halloween theme.
All right, come on.
Who won the skeleton beauty contest?
Who won the skeleton beauty contest?
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
It comes with a drop.
Nobody.
Nobody.
All right, I like the musical joke.
Yeah.
You get it?
I want
no body. Because they don't have a body.
I like that
just
song.
Bones.
I don't know why I didn't tell this when the girl was on the phone.
Mine's not enough?
With the funeral procession, because that reminded me of a joke that kid told me a long time ago. It was about these guys that were playing golf. Like four guys playing golf for a lot of money. The guy was putting on the 18th hole.
Your joke's
like for $1,000,
okay.
Right? It's for $1,000. He's about to putt. He's lining up his ball to the hole. He's like 4 or 5 feet away. And then a funeral procession came by. And so the guy that was putting stopped, took his hat off, held it over his heart, and waited for the funeral procession to continue and to pass by. And the other golfer said, "Man, that was really, really nice." And the golfer said, "It was the least I could do. We were married 20 years.
Oh. See, that was a good joke.
That's good.
That was a good joke.
Yeah, but that's been said on the show before.
Give you some. That was a Kid Craddock joke.
I know, but you know what? JC hasn't made up his jokes. He's sharing bad jokes. At least Al shared a good joke.
Well, I'm sharing jokes that haven't been on the show before.
It was a strong joke.
That was a good joke.
That was a good joke.
I'll take that one to the Halloween party with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like me going like, "Oh,
I wouldn't come after that one. He hates
on every joke that comes after his.
I'm not hating.
I just let that go.
I love that joke. That was one
of
my favorite jokes.
I would go out with that one because that was the strongest joke of the morning.
Thank you. Now, let's give away some money.
Let's do that.
Let's try to.
One of these three people is going to be laughing all the way to the bank.
Yeah, buddy.
What a happy Halloween to be treated with your pay doubled. Because these three people signed up at KidNation.com. Now, let me tell you, we're not doing this anymore after tomorrow.
Tomorrow's the last day?
Oh, yes. No. Sadness.
So this is truly, today's Thursday, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is truly your last chance.
So we got something else for you next week, though.
There is a chance you waited to the last minute to sign up, and we could still call your name tomorrow.
Yep.
You just never know.
Yep.
It's so easy to do at KidNation.com. Of course, we're going to be giving away fabulous trips next week. You have to buy them, but we'll give you the details on that.
Less than 10
So anyway, KidNation.com for all the details on every contest we have going on here at Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Let's do it.
All right, so get your phones ready because Angela Velasquez, Charles York, Carrie Patterson. Carrie Patterson, Charles York, or Angela Velasquez.
Shout out. You've got
10 minutes to call us back at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. One of you is going to have your pay doubled on this Halloween. Speaking of Halloween, Emma Kelly's feeling better, so she's going to be able to go trick-or-treating tonight.
She has gone trick-or-treating.
Well, she's been out of school the past. Well, she had to pick her up early on Tuesday. Stayed out of school yesterday with fever all day. Oh. Fever broke this morning, so we're going to try it again.
Good.
What time is trick-or-treating tonight? Because I like to partake in it, and I have my two best married friends just got a house. And I don't think they get many trick-or-treaters, but I kind of want to go over there and hand out candy. But it's early, right?
Well, when it gets dark is when you're supposed to go. But see, Freddie was supposed to take him McKelly this year, and he can't. So now I have 50 bags of Halloween candy at home that I can't give out because I've got to take him McKelly out trick-or-treating now.
Hello.
Well, that's fine.
I might be bringing a bunch of candy to work tomorrow.
Bring him to the candy monster right
see,
here.
See, I'd rather have somebody come to my house and give out the candy.
Jenna,
just hire somebody.
To do it.
Or just give it to somebody next door or something.
You get lots of kids coming through the neighborhood?
Not a lot. We don't have a lot of kids in our neighborhood.
That's the thing.
And so
if you got tons, I would come.
I think it's important to support the ones we do have so people think this is a fun neighborhood. And a couple years ago, Emma Kelly was so excited after we went trick-or-treating, she came home and she got a little, the little step stools they have. And she put on her pajamas and she sat there in the doorway just waiting for kids to come. And by that time of day, it's only that time of night, it's only teenagers. And I know teenagers are trying to grasp that last little bit of youth they have.
Yeah.
But you have to understand something. You are scaring homeowners to death
when
a teenager comes up to the door.
Trick or treat.
And they're wearing nothing but a hoodie or, you know, just some T-shirt or with blood on it.
And you got a mustache.
And you know what? They've lost the whole rule of, like, that's what you're supposed to say. These days, they just come up and hold out their bag.
Mm-hmm. That's candy.
And I'm like,
that's
okay,
candy.
You know, what are you supposed to say? And they're like, sup. What?
That it?
Sup,
I'm telling
girl.
You.
Candy girl.
As a teenager, you have to be considerate of homeowners because I am truly frightened to open my door.
Consider the little kids, too.
Yeah, just put the bowl out there with a note that says just grab a couple.
No, you can't because you know what? My friend tried that and somebody stole the, not only the candy, they stole the bowl.
Well, Tell him to put the your own camera on the
honor system on Halloween. Are you serious?
Camera. No, it doesn't work though.
Who honors the honor system at Halloween is like a little toddler because they don't know any better. They just take one and leave. They're happy with that.
I know.
But one teenager comes along and you're done.
You know what I want to do one year is I want to hide in the bush and do that. And when I catch somebody stealing my bowl.
No, one
come
of my
out
girlfriends,
hit them with eggs.
They're setting up a GoPro camera right next to the bowl, and they're going to put toothbrushes and some candy in another one and hide them with blankets and see what the kids do when they open it. So hopefully we'll get some GoPro footage.
I just want to go to the rich white people neighborhood.
They give out, like, car keys. Trust funds.
Give me a Bentley.
One time, when we were in the process of buying a house, we got a apartment we lived in temporarily. It was in the rich people neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And so we finally got to take the kids trick-or-treating in the rich people neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
It was a nightmare.
Why?
Because truckloads of kids are brought in.
I think
out.
They are
dropped off at the end of the street.
They busload kids in to go to the rich neighborhood.
They take off running, breakneck speed, knocking over anybody in their path to get that candy. They don't even say trick or treat. They just get the candy and run.
Mm-hmm.
It was the most nightmare. And some of the people in the rich people neighborhoods, and I cannot blame them. They block off their street and they have security standing there so only the kids on their block can get candy. Because it was violent.
You gotta show
and
proof
I know
of
you're
residence.
Thinking, oh, these poor kids want candy too. It's violent.
Are y'all profiling over there in the rich people neighborhood?
Okay, try it. I dare you to take a kid trick-or-treating. I dare you
it is,
in the rich people
it is
neighborhood.
It's crazy, but it is. Cool.
Yeah.
We got a Halloween party today too.
Yeah.
We got to go to the Southwest Airlines Halloween party.
Oh, that's right.
You know, Southwest Airlines is so great to us because they give us a plane for our kids' trip and a huge party, and that's just 3 weeks away. And they go all out for Halloween, so we get to go to the headquarters, and they have this employee party in the afternoon for all of their corporate staff, and they all dress up and go all out and celebrate, and then they ask us to come and judge their Halloween costume contest.
Well, here's the thing. I'm going to have to bring Kaysen.
Okay.
You think that's going to be cool. Okay?
Yeah.
Well, I just remember the year I brought in McKelly. You remember how well that went?
Well, hopefully.
So just remember that.
Hopefully they play What the Fox Say and Kaysen will just dance the whole time. But Kelly, I'm gonna need some help with Kaysen.
Oh, I'll be happy to hold him.
No, not today, because we're hitting a milestone. But I have no idea how to go about this. He has started to venture into the pottiness.
Oh, good.
Potty training.
Yeah. He now informs us when he goes poo.
Mm-hmm. That's a big step.
It is.
He'll walk up and he'll squeeze his nose and he'll go poo poo.
Oh, he's already done it.
That's a big step. No, that's the first part is when they start recognizing they don't want it.
Oh, man.
I remember my little half brother, he would go hide. Like, I would see him behind a curtain.
Yeah.
And I knew that meant he was going to the bathroom while he was hiding.
But when he's verbalizing, that's the step of I don't like this and I want to start doing something.
I'm
going to
start doing that. Me too. Holding my nose.
Yeah. Hey, y'all, I got to go poo.
But he just has to learn how to, when it's coming, to come and tell me.
Right.
Yeah.
So yesterday, we're sitting on the couch watching Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, and he takes his diaper off.
Okay.
And he starts pointing at it.
Mm-hmm.
He's going like, pee-pee.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you got to go potty. And he looks at him and he goes, oh, that's the feeling, pee-pee. So we go, and he gets up on his own, and he walks to the bathroom.
Nice.
And I'm like, goodness, this is about to be the biggest milestone ever. So I go and grab my camera. And I've been casing sitting there by the toilet.
So you can document his first toilet bowel movement?
It is a milestone.
Jenna, I don't know why, but I just felt the need to do this. And so he's sitting there by the toilet doing the little pee-pee dance.
Yeah.
And so I pick him up and I sit him down on the little toilet on the potty. And he sits down and he just stares at me. And a minute goes by. And then a second
minute goes by.
He
doesn't know what to do. Yeah.
2 minutes go by. And then finally after 5 minutes, he goes, I'm like, you got that from daddy. But you didn't do anything.
Is that what you do after you go to the bathroom
all
the time?
Yeah. I am done.
You give yourself a little applause.
Yep.
High five yourself.
Like a blackjack dealer.
But he didn't do anything.
Okay.
So
He
just got up.
That's okay.
That's all right.
But at least he sat down. And as soon as I put him down on the ground, he sits up and he just goes on the ground.
That's okay. It's okay.
So that was try number one. Again, about an hour later, he does it again. Pee-pee, pee-pee. So I take him to the bathroom. Same thing happens. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Sit him down on the ground. He walks out the bathroom. Pee-pee's right there.
He's going to slowly start. Did you put his diaper back on him or a pull-up?
No, I let him because I'm trying to teach him.
Maybe get
people
him some...
said if you put the diaper on him, then they feel comfortable and they go in their diaper.
Yeah, that's
maybe get him some pee-pee pads.
And so I started calling, like, Casey, you got to go.
You just put him in the backyard?
Yeah, like, I'm thinking about just letting him go in the backyard so he starts feeling.
Well, you can do that. And some people do use that. Don't put any diaper or underwear on him. Look at the mess you got.
I know. Sometimes
I do the pull-up. So I'm trying to do the,
I'm being nice, so I'm going, Casey, no, pee-pee in the potty. Pee-pee in the potty. And so he starts kind of like, oh, I'm getting in trouble for peeing on the ground. So the third time we go, he does it again. I put him down. This time's in our bathroom, and it's kind of tile. And he sits there, and I take him off the toilet because he didn't go again, and he pees on the ground again. And I'm like, Kason. And so I guess he got scared. So he started running and just completely slips on his pee.
Oh.
So we had a major setback with potty because he will not tell us now.
Oh, that's okay. Try again later. Tried with Emma Kelly when she was about 2.
I remember
he's
this.
Almost 2.
Yeah.
You do remember this?
Well, you talked about it every day.
I did?
Yeah.
I
what do you do? Do you
yeah.
get...
I don't remember talking about it every day, but she wasn't ready. And I didn't want it to be an angry thing where it's frustrating and where, you know, because people do lose their tempers a lot. Because you think if a child can understand what you're saying, they should understand, why can't you tell me when you have to go potty? So I just didn't mention it again. And then when she was 3, we tried it again, got it like that.
Money.
You have to wait, you know, and if it's not working right now, then just go away from it for a while. And because it shouldn't be a negative, frustrating thing where he's getting into trouble now, he's scared.
Right.
So just don't do it for a while. Just let it go.
It's like when you yell at the dog for going in the house, they think you're mad. They're mad in the beginning because they're going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
You know, so then they're like scared.
Oh, see, that, yeah.
You know what I mean? So then he thinks going to the bathroom's bad. It's just where he's going.
And I didn't mean to make it bad. I was like, oh, no, don't pee on the ground.
No, you didn't. It's not really anything bad, but I'm just saying now it's not working, so just shelve it for a while.
Cool.
Can't you try crate training or?
Yeah,
I don't think you're allowed to do that.
Oh, I'm so maternal.
Oh, Gina.
All right. Well, we actually, I guess by that music, had somebody call back within 10 minutes.
Yay.
And good morning, Charles York.
Oh my God, I can't believe I actually won something.
Yeah, you did, buddy.
What up, Charles?
Oh yeah, Charles, we verified that you are indeed the same person who signed up for WPay, and you won.
Wow, that's amazing. I was just getting ready, and my system all texted me, said, call Kid Craddock, and I said, I don't know the number.
Well, now you'll have it.
I haven't got my car yet. Turn the radio on. Oh, man, that's amazing.
Well, you better cut your sister-in-law off something.
Yeah,
right?
You have to break
she helped you out here. Well, Charles, what did you write down as your take-home pay?
I make $730 a week.
Well, we are doubling that for you on this Halloween to $1,460.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That is so amazing.
What are you going to do with it, man?
Me and my wife were about to drop a lot of money on foundation, and I know she's gonna be really happy because it was kind of my fault that we're spending so much money. Because you know, I should have took care of the foundation problem in our house when she first asked me to, but I got really busy with work and I'm trying to finish school. We got 2 kids; it gets kind of
it's overwhelming, right?
That dang foundation.
Yeah, welcome to home ownership.
Right, I know. So, so she's going to be super excited to know that I can give that.
You can get the house leveled up now. The doors will close again.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's the biggest thing. Is like our bathroom door was shut all the way. So it's
Well, congratulations, Charles. You got a couple kids. They going out trick or treating tonight?
Oh, of course. Yeah, we're going to try to give them tons of candy, and then you know, hopefully they don't get too sick.
How old are they, and what are they going as?
My 3-year-old is. He's going as Mario, and it's pretty funny because he wants to wear the costume all the time, so
of course
I have to,
like,
force him not to wear the costume. Then we have an 11-year-old, and he's going as a yellow angry bird. So
cute.
The fast one.
All right.
And do mom and dad get into it? Do you get dressed up too, or you just kind of hang back?
No, we get into it too. I was trying to find my wife's going as one of the Duck Dynasty guys.
Oh, sexy.
I have a pretty big beard myself, so I think I might just throw my camo shirt on and just, you know,
there you go.
Get a cup or something, you know, and do that. So but no, we always have a good time.
What about your wife?
She said she's going to Duck Dynasty.
Are you listening out?
I thought he said Duck Dynasty for him.
No, for her. Oh, and he's got a beard too.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
Welcome to our world, Charles.
It's Kid Craddock in the morning.
My joke bit has ended.
Okay. Oh, you don't have anything left.
No,
sorry, that was the funniest one.
It's because Al and I went to the deli instead, and I forgot to look one up.
I'm surprised you just don't have any in your repertoire. You can just pull out of your hat.
Oh, man, I got so many. They're
Jenna,
just not there.
Look at this.
Al's belt buckle, given to him by Dr. Girlfriend,
it's
can
pretty
flip
cool.
open and serve as a drink holder. That's classy, right?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, why, it's right in the front and center.
Yeah.
Hey, JC, maybe you can really quickly whip out your new phone and Google, because you do have, you know, Google capabilities. Yeah. Another joke.
I'm not going to joke anymore.
I want to see your new phone, because from what I understand, you got a brand new shiny.
Oh, you got a brand new phone?
I've been completely
shiny something gold.
I've been isolated by my friends because of a choice I've made.
What choice?
My phone. I decided to finally give in, and I made my choice, and I decided to buy the iPhone 5S.
Okay, good.
So when we get something new, you call your friends, right? You're like, I'm super excited. I want to call people and let them know. So I called my buddy Frank.
I want to see it.
I don't have it with me yet, Kelly, and I'll tell you why. Because I think I made the wrong choice.
Okay, because you know that this has been like something I've always wanted.
I know.
Well, just
the gold.
Out.
The gold.
I used to have a gold.
Well,
like,
you used to want the
gold,
white.
I used to have a gold case.
And right, you may,
on
you
the white one, yeah.
Might prove their point. I don't get their point, but you might prove their point. Because I called my buddy and I was like, dude, I got a new phone finally. And he goes, oh, yeah. He sounded excited at first. He's like, oh, yeah, what'd you get? Oh, man, I got the 5S. I went with the gold one. And you could just completely hear his, what, Jen? I'm sorry. Oh, the door's open. Yeah, shut that door.
Wow, you're touchy.
No, I thought.
Oh, I'm sorry that I was going to close the door to give us better audio quality for your gold.
No, because I know Jenna's
iPhone story.
Jonah's wanted this phone, so I know she might be a little like, oh man, I wish I would have gotten it.
I have. I mean, it's on back order, and I had to get a new one recently.
So I feel his tone completely changes and goes, well, isn't that the one for girls?
I would assume so.
That's the first thing. You don't go like, oh, cool, man. I like that phone.
I would assume the gold phone would be strictly for women or gangsta rappers.
I'm gangsta.
Because the gold phone would match their gold grill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's kind of why I like it. Because like, I'm a little bit hood, right? And I'm a chick.
You're a little bit hood.
You know I like my gangsta rap, and I like gold things.
But why can't I have it as a guy?
Because you're not a gangsta,
you're not gangsta
rapper.
No, not gangsta, not a girl.
Because I call my second friend. So I'm like, forget you, Frank. I hang up on him because I got mad. I got butt hurt. So I called my buddy Eric. I'm like, Eric, dude, I got the new 5S, the gold one. And he goes, oh, my wife's got that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I said, so? He goes, because it's for girls. Again, two in a row. They hadn't spoken to each other.
It is very feminine looking. I thought, when I first heard about it, I thought it'd be like the shiny gold, like the case. But
right.
No, it's actually more of a muted kind of mellow thing. And it's very feminine looking, JC. You have to see that.
And then again, that kind of goes with what you were just doing, because I've never like picked up the phone to call a friend to tell him I got a new phone. So that's kind of girly.
That's weird that you were, I didn't even do that.
That's kind of girly, too.
So you don't do that?
No.
You don't get excited and call your friends when you get something
out? Well, I mean, because when you call someone, they don't realize you're calling on a new phone. They just think you're calling. There's not any difference.
Did they sound different, or did you sound different to them?
No,
well,
again, that's like a chick thing. Like when girls buy something new and cute, you tend to take a photo of it.
Right.
Know,
yeah.
Oh, I got a new purse. So I'm going to send it to my friend.
I think I was more excited too because I ordered it and I waited a couple weeks for it and it finally came in the mail. And so it's sitting there in the box and I opened it up. I'm looking at it. I'm like, oh, I want to call my friends. I hadn't even activated it yet.
Oh, JC, here, check this out. Look at this. You see my toenail polish? It's metallic gold. I could hook you up with that. We can go get manis and pedis. I got gold on my toes.
But here's the thing. You said you don't have the phone. Why don't you have the phone now?
Because my friends made fun of me.
They ruined it for you?
They ruined it.
Well,
what am I going to do with this?
Wait. This one is a week old, brand new iPhone 5. Swap me. And I'll even give you like 50 for the gold one.
$50. What have you done with it? Where is it?
Do you have
it's
it?
At
you
home.
Not, okay,
no, you
no,
haven't
no,
sent it back.
Oh, it's in the box still.
No, don't send it back. I will give you this brand new, week old, brand new iPhone 5 that my insurance covered. I haven't even touched it. I haven't scratched it. I haven't dropped it yet. And I will give you $50 on top of that for the gold.
But
trade?
I like
you
the
just
gold.
Made a profit.
$50.
Be a man and take her money.
I mean, I got my checkbook right now.
You're not even in my network.
Oh my gosh.
Right? You can't, Kelly.
Me.
You have. You have I'm Verizon, she's AT&T.
But you're switching the phones. Can't you switch the plans?
Yeah.
Why are you shaking your head? No.
You can't.
You can't?
You got to jailbreak them if you want to do that.
Funny.
And I don't break anything.
So you have activated your phone or not?
No, it's still in the box, but it's a Verizon. They have different chips.
No, you
so
do,
you're saying,
you do break things. You break dude stereotypes.
Congrats in the morning.
Wow.
I'm gonna rock that gold
girl
phone.
Fight.
I'm gonna rock it.
Oh, now it's on principle.
No, I'm not mad. I was just trying to help him
no,
out.
No, I know you are.
Now
you
it's
know?
On principle.
But it's not that I like the phone.
Well, look at this one. This one's so
I do like the metal one.
Silver.
It is pretty cool.
Yeah, yours is way too masculine.
Yeah. The guy sold me on it. It was exciting sounding.
Kid Craddock in the morning.
Closed captioning provided by
Kid Craddock in the morning.
A little bit of something for everybody tonight on TV.
All right.
Gentlemen, if you want to stay in, hand out the candy. You're going to watch the Miami Dolphins, Al's brothers.
Yep.
How was the mascot last weekend?
Yep. And they're taking on the Cincinnati Bengals, Jenna.
No, I gave up on them a while ago.
Yeah,
and then they beat the Patriots.
Yeah, they're all right now.
Whatever. Yeah.
Or you could also watch The X Factor. They're doing a live performance show tonight.
Okay.
SNL's having their Halloween special, which hopefully is
funny. Is it going to be new stuff or just highlights of
old... Is it Kerry Washington hosting this week?
This week, for the actual SNL.
Tonight's the special.
Yeah, tonight they have the Halloween one.
And I'm sure you know who the musical guest is on Saturday night for SNL, right?
Eminem?
Yeah.
Come on now. I'm on the fan club.
Right.
I get the letters.
And also, Dish Nation on tonight. Check your local listings.
Yeah. It's the Halloween special.
Yeah. No baseball.
This is a big episode for us. We spent a lot of time with this, and the production's really great. So check DishNation.com to see where it's on in your city.
See our costumes.
It took me an hour in the shower to get the hair off that I had on.
So we had all that blood on us, and Kelly and I left in our costumes because I'm like, I need to make a stop somewhere. And I just had to wash it off, but I went to the gym later. I had blood. Red, and it looked like I had a rash. It looked like I had hickeys on my neck. I'm sweating on the gym, just ruining towels because I'm just like wiping off blood. It was ridiculous.
My daughter was not happy.
She got
was
scared.
Very upset.
My son laughed.
He laughed
when I walked into the door. But you know who didn't laugh? I went straight to the dentist. I talked about this earlier.
Yeah.
I had to go upstairs, and as soon as the elevator door opened, there was a girl in there. And she started walking out, looked up, saw me, and completely fell backwards.
You were Jack Nicholson from The Shining.
Yeah, and
Kelly and I were the scary Grady sister twins.
I looked like a murderer. I really did. And she went back, and she had wide eyes like I was going to attack her or something.
And Al was the dolphin from The Shining.
Uh-huh.
Remember the dolphin scene?
Very terrifying. You may have gone to the bathroom during the dolphin scene in The Shining, but
you have to rent it again and pay close attention.
That's so scary dolphin.
Were you like...
So I stood there, and it takes a second to realize you forget you're in costume.
You expect people to laugh.
Yeah, and so I go, right. No, it's okay. This is a costume. I'm Jack Nicholson from The Shining. And she looks at me, she doesn't say anything, and she goes, I never watched that movie.
Well, she should.
Well, you know what? If you haven't seen The Shining, then
it's a classic.
I don't even want to know you.
Like, I did something wrong by dressing up. My bad.
It's a classic.
It really
my
is.
Stepdaughter, she's 18. She hasn't seen it. I'm like, oh, you gotta watch it. And I want to be there, too.
Just a classic, wonderfully done movie.
Yeah, it's before all the special effects. I mean,
it's holding up well.
It's
suspenseful.
Yes.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. It's long. It's great.
It's long, but
I forget how long it is. And that and Halloween, the first Halloween.
I think that was on last night.
You should just do the classics.
Halloween 1 and 2, The Shining. The original When a Stranger Calls back from the 70s. Those are
Someone's
my favorite scary
Exorcist.
Kill, yes.
You know what didn't translate for me that I watched recently was Nightmare on Elm Street.
It didn't translate.
No, when I was a kid, it scared the crap out of me.
Yeah.
But
the
I watched
special
it,
effects were kind of
yeah,
stupid.
I watched it as a grown-up, and I'm like, this sucks.
The only thing that got me that bothered me about the Nightmare on Elm Street is when his arms stretched really long like accordions and they kind of hung down. That was poorly done. When that tongue comes out of the phone, it grosses me out
every time.
And am I mistaken? That first one wasn't Johnny Depp, or was it the second one? Not Johnny Depp. Yeah, it was Johnny Depp. He was the only person that got killed in either. I think it was the second one. Like the only person that got killed.
Really?
Was that right? Was it the first one or the second one?
I don't know. He was in one of them. It is interesting when you go back because a lot of huge celebrities had some. They were in some terrible scary movies back in the day.
Starting out.
Yeah.
I want to be in a scary movie.
Well, you have been in a scary short film.
Maybe the Wayans brothers will do another one.
My scary short film was horrible.
And maybe the film you did that's yet to be released might be scary for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah, that love scene.
What's it called again?
It's scary.
Reborn.
Reborn. I've got to write this down. When is Reborn going to be ready for release?
Whenever they finish editing, Kelly.
Isn't it November?
November might be a holiday flick.
What a quick turnaround.
Oh, right?
It's what we call it in the industry, flicks. I think.
It is?
I don't know.
Flicks?
I don't know what they call them.
I'm working on my next flick.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm in this flick. Yeah. Sounds like very 20s.
Please keep
man.
Us posted. We I really will. Do want to do this
I am
upright.
Getting so nervous.
Yeah, we're gonna have a showing at. We're gonna rent out a movie theater.
Yeah,
or have it in my bar if we have
theater,
to. Whatever.
I think we should. Yeah, let's rent out the theater. To. Red carpet. Yeah.
I don't know if it's appropriate to do the proceeds going to Kids Kid.
No,
due
no,
to
no,
the
no.
Subject matter.
It's a rated R movie. Of
yeah,
course not.
The subject matter makes it too dirty for Kids Kid.
Very dirty for Kids Kids. No way. No how.
Yeah, we'll.
But it's like one of those where if you videotape yourself dancing ever. And you think you look all good, you're dancing,
uh-huh.
and then you go back to... You don't do that?
No.
You got to get your dance moves right for the club. So when you tape
I
yourself dancing...
I cannot believe... I would like to have all the footage of you ever
You've never taped yourself.
No.
No.
Yes, I
don't. I'll admit, I don't care. I've taped myself dancing just to see which moves I should use or not.
Very seldom tape myself doing anything. I don't do anything good enough to want to see it again.
But then sometimes...
That's the truth.
From time to time, you'll go back and watch your tape to study what you're doing wrong.
No.
Like maybe you need to bend the knee a little bit more.
No.
Maybe you need to drop the booty a little bit lower.
No.
Maybe you need the shoulders to be
tape yourself
a little more.
Dancing.
And then, and then you look stupid. And then that's what I'm scared about. What if I'm stupid on this?
It's a real fear. I mean, that is true. Because we've all done a little bit of TV stuff. And it's embarrassing. There's some movies I pretend didn't happen.
Yeah.
There's just a couple of things I did. I just don't even want to talk about it.
Yeah, which
I'm so embarrassed. I'm not telling you.
Come on.
I'm so embarrassed by my performance.
Yeah, there's one that she won't
I am
talk
so
about.
Embarrassed because I just kind of blew it off. I showed up for one part and they gave my part to the producer's daughter. And so I'm like, whatever. And they just threw me in another scene. And I was like, over it. And it's embarrassing because now that's forever
that's
out
forever.
There. And I didn't take it seriously. And it's embarrassing.
By chance, is that movie...
No.
Is that movie called...
I'm going to make your life a living hell.
Do it, JC. It'll
do
be...
Do it, JC.
Yeah.
Is it called Hate Crime
You're
by chance?
Dead meat. Dead meat.
Hate
now
crime.
That we know what the movie is, what was
on
the line,
a hook.
Hate crime.
Hanging,
huh?
Just blood dripping from the veins. Cut open.
Who was
what
the celebrity?
Did I know about this?
Yeah, because there was a celebrity in it. That
was there?
That you knew.
Kelly
yeah.
Raspberry?
No, there was some celebrity in it that
no,
we
No, she did a movie
about.
With Leanne Rimes.
Oh, that
no.
was Holiday in Your
no,
Heart.
No, not that one. Someone that we
Oh, knew. Lord, you have the clip?
Oh, it's on
KidTV.com.
It's so bad. I just, they were like, just walk in and hand him a package and he's going to start crying. You'd be like, you don't know what's going on. I'm like, okay, I really didn't know what's going on.
Oh,
it's so bad.
What the hell are you doing is handing a guy a
I know.
Package.
I'm mean, so embarrassed by it.
That's all you had to do. What's wrong with that?
Oh, it's so bad.
It's not bad.
It's horrible.
You're handing a package.
And then they made me leave an answering machine message. I can't even talk. I'm so upset now.
Hate crime.
No, don't rent it, because I mean, that's literally the extent of it.
Go to your local Blockbuster if there's still one open.
And if you do happen to rent it, the girl playing the bartender, that was supposed to be my part.
Oh, you
she's some bratty little producer's daughter that decided, hey, Daddy, I want to be in your movie.
Wait.
And so they gave her my part.
Uh-oh.
What, Jenna?
Don't even.
What, Jenna?
Jenna, come on.
What is it, Jenna?
I mean, I think hate crime is just going to shoot to the top of the DVD rentals for the week on Rotten Tomatoes, which we often frequent for movie reviews.
Yeah.
How many?
Hate crime.
What'd you get?
I don't even care.
What'd on the get? Tomato meter.
That had nothing to do with it.
What'd you get?
It goes from about 0 to 100.
6%.
Hey, I am not attached to it. It is not my fault.
You were in a movie.
They would let me be the bartender. I guarantee you, I could have doubled that to 12.
I think it's the lowest rated movie.
I'm telling you.
No,
the riff even got higher than that.
No, the riff got 0%.
Oh, the riff got way higher than that.
Well, any mention of Kelly Raspberry's performance on there?
No, I can't even believe they gave me a credit.
Oh.
Y'all are going to pay for that all day long.
Well, Kelly, if you do anything to me, it's going to be considered a hate crime.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast, a condensed version of the show. Kid Craddock in the Morning.